All right, and then we got one more here. I got Will Giesecke. Well, congratulations, and boy, these games are as a player, it's got to be exciting. For a coach, it's got to be, you know, nail-biting time, not to mention the fans and the parents. But sigh of relief, I think, once you got this one in the books.
Yeah, for sure. And we had a lot of guys that were getting, you know, really up, really amped up today. And, you know, I was just trying to be a rock, you know. A lot of guys are, you know, they're full of energy, but I think at sometimes you can get too high, too low, too emotional. So I'm just trying to be someone that these guys can look at and say it's going to be fine. We're the Red Light County Rebels, man. We've been here before. We make plays. We belong here. So I think coming back down to earth for these guys is really big.
Riley Broden, your third baseman, you know, you could just tell he was heartbroken when he dropped the ball on that rundown, but then he got two of the last three outs there in that last inning, and I'm sure that you guys had all the faith in the world in him.
Yeah, for sure. After those, he made another error early in the game too, just kind of corral a hard hit ground ball at him. Tough play, and you know that rundown costs a run, and he's an emotional guy. He has a lot of confidence in himself, and he thinks he should make that play, which he should, and he knows he should. But to come back and still believe in himself and what he can do and, you know, make those plays look very routine, it's big, especially in the biggest moment of the game.
Your thoughts on playing at Target Field, and like Gully said, it can be an awe experience because of all, you know, this is a major league park and all that. Certainly didn't seem to phase you guys last year the way you started the championship game, but maybe that'll be a nice thing too, that whoever you play here, you know, they might be in awe for a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Target Field, obviously, beautiful park, one of the best parks in the MLB, in my opinion, one of the newest ones. So, great experience last year, but last year is last year. That's not gonna carry over to 2026 Red Light County Rebels. We got to go out there. Could be a low-scoring game. Who knows? It's not going to be 15-7 again.
Probably not. You're right. Yeah.
We're going to face a tough team no matter what, and, you know, we got to be ready to play Red Light County baseball, and we've had experience the last 2 days with very close, nail-biting games, so we're learning how to win as the year goes on, and this is the final test.
Before I let you go, Will, your thoughts on being a senior, because there are very, very, very few athletes in the state of Minnesota, or any state for that matter, in any sport, who can play their final game on a major league diamond first state championship, and that's what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing what this program has given me. I only hope to give a little bit of myself back. And just over the years, it's been amazing being coached by Hall of Famer Chris Nelson for a majority of my career since sixth grade, COVID summer. He asked me to play Babe Ruth. Me and Colin were on that team. He moved us up, asked us to play Babe Ruth. And that was my first experience with him. And, you know, he bred this pitching staff. This whole pitching staff was born and bred by Chris Nelson, Hall of Famer. So to have a guy like that around, and then, you know, he's not around anymore, and you bring in another guy like Mike Gullingsrud, who's been absolutely amazing. He's filled his huge, huge shoes, and he's done it seamlessly. So to have him just be around and, you know, figure out our hitting piece, which is what we struggled with in past years, gets to hit the ball all around the field. You know, just being in this program and around the people and the fans and obviously my teammates, it's been amazing. I've been coached by two Hall of Famers in two sports, and Steve Fillion in basketball. So, I mean, I'm one of the luckiest guys.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. You brought up the COVID year, and that's an interesting point, because a lot of kids lost a year there or didn't get much of a year in summer baseball when that was all going on. And this is the group, you guys now, who had to go through that in the younger stages of your baseball careers, and here you are. So you guys are doing a great job. And, hey, enjoy the time with your family and friends, and we'll see you down at Target Field Monday.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
All right, thank you. All right, good job.